DTY Mobile. WTT Mobile. Name here is Rusty, Romeo and Sierra, Uniform Sierra Yango, Yankee Tango, and I'm over here in Spartanburg, and Tango Yankee, and I'm watching the clouds roll in. I'm got to run up off of Asheville, up off of Highway 9, and run an errand all the way up there and come back across town. So that's what I'm doing right now, just hoping I can make this trip back there and back without before the rain gets here.
Over in Taylor's. Hey, Rusty. I'm over here running an errand real quick, and it's raining over here in Taylor's.
Tom earlier this afternoon, he was out going to somewhere to pick up some chicken feed, and he was talking about it. He was going to get out and go in and get it. Then he decided he'd sit in the car and talk for a little bit because it was pouring rain where he was.
It's weird, it's that half sunny, half cloudy over here. It's not raining hard, but it's raining.
Are you in the rain on Highway 9 there, Rusty?
Nope, I'm not up on Highway 9 yet. I'm still coming around town to get it. I'm only going to be on the end on this side of 85. I'm not going to get above 85.
Oh, well, I'm up at Bowling Springs, and it's a raining over here. It's a big, nice, big, fat, dark, puffy cloud floating right over. K4VWA.
Flying around under a dark cloud, huh? Go ahead, Daniel.
Hi, since I heard you pop up, but, yep. Steve, stay safe out there.
Are you kidding? Rusty's on the road.
Away from you.
Far enough away from these people that they see a car coming down the road at them and they wait till they get about three car lengths away and then they pull out of a driveway. I just had one of those. Wonderful.
You haven't lived until you have these idiots that do that exact same thing on a, and you on a bike with their bright lights pointed right in their face and they do it right on, pull right out in front of you.
Or even better, while you're hauling a heavy trailer.
In this world, they, as Tom says, they walk amongst us.
And the other thing is, you can't fix stupid. So, yeah, I've seen that happen where they pull out from cycles. I have a habit of watching where motorcycles are because I don't want to run over someone. I've seen too much things happen to people that got hit because the cars weren't paying attention. I had one instance actually where the motorcyclist wasn't paying attention and he actually ran into somebody and he was trying to ride down the yellow line between the lanes and or the white line between the lanes and that didn't work too well. So, but yeah, the trailers pull, people pulling trailers that pull out in front of, when you're pulling a trailer, have someone pull out in front of you. And what's even worse is you've got a tractor-trailer rig coming at you and you pull out in front of it. Now, that's real stupid. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, well, I always try to watch out for motorcycles, too. But I knew a guy, I went to a church, I didn't know him, but he was on a motorcycle and he actually pulled out in front of a tractor-trailer and the tractor-trailer won, unfortunately. He didn't die, but he got messed up pretty bad.
About that guy riding down the white line, anybody stupid enough to ride down the white line, they got it coming.
Well, he was doing that, and he looked off to one side or the other. I just know I saw his head twitch, and the next thing you know, he plowed into the side of a big delivery truck. So, and it was in the lane next to him. So he had nothing. You know, he couldn't blame anybody else for that except himself. Go ahead, Daniel.
It's crazy out there, and I swear, as soon as it starts raining, it's like they all come outside to see what's going on.
I'll tell you something else, too, now. You know, that there are those individuals out there in this world that the rules just don't apply to. Have you noticed that?
I don't think the rules apply to them, kind of like politicians. No, I'm not going to go there. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, don't go down that road. That's a long, dark road, Rusty.
You're not a politician, are you, Daniel? I thought a whole lot more of you than that.
Oh, I am definitely not a politician. Definitely not.
Well, I'm relieved to hear that, brother.
Actually, no, one politician who is a ham, and he doesn't fit in the same category as most politicians. He's been in Congress. He's not a millionaire. He lives within his means. He doesn't go out and try to get all these other people to give him money. He works for himself. Runs, besides being a politician, he runs his own business. And, you know, that's the only one I've ever run into like that. But most of them are, you know, they are what they are.
One like that, he went to my church, and he did 3 terms as a state representative and got out because it was so bad down there. He says, I just, you know, when I walk, I just like to keep my shoes clean.
He did 2 terms in office, and he did one as a state politician in the state legislature, and he did one as a representative to the federal. And he said after he got up there, he said no more. That was it. It wasn't too bad on the state level where he was, but after he got up there in Washington, he got out of there and he said, I'm never going back to any of that. So he went back to running his business, and he's still a successful businessman to this day. W2 T-Mobile, go ahead, Steve.
KN4VWA. Listen, I hate to get into politics in clubs locally, much less get into any actual politics in a governmental level. I just couldn't do it. I'd wind up shooting a couple of them.
I'm a photographer by nature, and that's my job. I own my own company, and I had was hired to follow the campaign trail a few years back, and I tell you what, that was a living nightmare. I needed the money, but I tell you what, I would never do it again.
Did you feel dirty afterwards?
I showered twice a day.
I got asked to participate in that one time, and I said, no, it ain't gonna happen. And of course, leave it to me to catch a train. And I'm not sure how to get around this one right now, because I don't know where the roundabout is, because they used to have a bridge just a little ways up the road where you could go with this, but they closed the bridge because the bridge became unsafe, and now the train's stopping. Of course, go ahead, Steve.
Well, I'm going to make one last comment about politics and how sorry our politicians are that we have elected. Do you know why it is so bad up there? Oh, I'm going to tell you. Because good people like us will not stand and be elected. Good people that will not stand for that junk don't run. So, it's all bad and on us. Water on that conversation.
My dad, I'm trying to find my way around and see if I can find a way to get underneath this railroad track. And I'm on roads I haven't been on in years, so I'm in uncharted territory right now.
Sorry, Steve. I had a phone call pop up while you were talking, but I heard most of what you said, and yep, I agree.
Well, like I said, it is our fault as to what we have up there, and we just keep reelecting them. But like I said, if I went up there, I'd probably wind up going to prison for shooting a couple of those thieves.
Yeah, you and me both. And as I couldn't put up with it. And there are a lot of people who can't, which, you know, it is. Ah, hey, I just come out someplace I recognize where I am now, and it takes me underneath the railroad tracks. Go ahead, Daniel.
Well, now I'm sitting at railroad track waiting for this train to finish. It's got to be at least a mile long.
Well, and close enough to Rusty, don't be there when you get underneath those railroad tracks when the train comes through. That thing will squash you.
I don't think so. Of course, I wouldn't drive any high-level vehicles here because this has only got this bridge, this underpass has only got a 13-foot, 9-inch height to it. So this would be one where you... that school bus didn't have a whole lot of extra space underneath it, but yeah, I know where I am now because this brought me out over here behind the in the fairgrounds here in Spartanburg.
Behind that medical school.
From the fairgrounds and all over this way. I haven't come in from this way in a long time, and that train is still slowly making its way along here.
The local bulk railroad cargo restrictions. Hey, these guys follow the rules.
Found out where the new school is over here, and the Cleveland Leadership Academy over here, and the new other school over here that's both across the street from it, across from a housing complex where I used to manage it. Ah, looks like they're finally torn all these places down, getting ready to rebuild them so they're decent housing again.
First round last 20 years.
These apartments over here were built in the late 60s, early 70s. Go figure.
Years, and now they're having to be replaced. When an average home is going to last 75. What's that tell you?
Weren't properly cared for, and I used to manage this complex over here, and I know what some of the people that lived in it were like. So anyway, but looks like what they've done is they've gone through, they're keeping the walls, but they've gutted everything inside. I mean, all the interior walls, all the doors, the windows, all of that is gone over here now. They've got the whole place fenced in where the workers are working. But it looks like what they're going to do is the walls, probably the walls are in good shape because these are block, these are brick walls and everything. So what they're doing is they're just rebuilding the innards, which is good.
Insulate and refinish. Yeah, well, at least they've got a good basic hull to work from.
And over here where there used to be a big fancy house sitting on the corner of North Church Street or Asheville Highway here where Church Street and Asheville Highway separated, there's now a big fancy apartment complex sitting here. And I'm over here near the Greek Church. Wonderful place. I got in places I hadn't been in ages over here. Daniel, you still with us?
Got another phone call or ran over the train.
Hopefully it didn't run over him. That's the bad part. Oh, well. Anyway. Oh, so what you been up to today, Steve?
D7J.
ND7J, Bob. It's KN4VW and your bestest buddy, N0TR. Not N0TR. NU. Oh, tell him who you call sign, Rusty.
WU2T, the guy that can't spell his name.
Pay attention to my driving and not to spelling. That's, you know, that's what you do sometimes over there. Anyway, finding places, a road I haven't been on in a long time, finding all the new businesses that have opened up over here. And hello, Bob.
Oleum, and it is R-U-S-T-Y, just FYI, not R-U-S-Y-T. But that's okay. When you start to get your age, it's expected that you lose your memory and forget your name. Maybe you should consider wearing your name tag a little more often. And hey, back over to you again, Steve, ND7J.
I'm not even going to ask about that one. Well, I hope everybody's having about as good a day as I am. I got my COVID shot today.
Back in February and March, so, you know, I guess the next thing will be is I'll have to get the booster when they start giving those.
You guys know how long it is before the shot actually starts having effectiveness?
Whatever, and you may fall into that category probably. And Steve, yeah, Rusty was talking to Daniel a little while ago, and it was given his name phonetically, and he had it all messed up. He was, I don't know what happened, but I'm fortunate. I only got two letters in mine. I can't really screw mine up that bad.
Do either of you know how long it is before the shot on the first shot is actually effective?
They're partially effective. They partially become effective each day after it a little bit more and more, and then you get your two-week shot, and then those become more and more effective. And then after like 4 weeks total, you're supposed to be fully vaccinated, what they call fully vaccinated. So, right now, you just had it today, you're not really protected, but each day that goes by before your second shot, you get a little bit more and more as the antibodies start to build up in your body.
So I should have a little bit of protection by Friday then, shouldn't I?
A little bit of protection, by Friday, and then a little bit more by next week, and then when you get your second shot, kind of the same deal, what have you.
Yeah, I was just kind of hoping to have some modicum of protection by the time I head out Friday morning to go to the Pigeon Forge.
Go ahead and pick up this name for somebody. Talk to you in a minute. W2T.
Here a little bit, but yeah, I think Rusty's getting a phone call, so we'll catch you in a few minutes, Rusty. And yeah, Steve, you'll have some level, although not what they call fully protected. And I don't even know that, anybody's really fully protected even with a shot, but it's definitely another tool in your toolbox to help prevent getting sick. I think Paul W4FC's son got both shots, was supposed to be fully protected, and he still got it. I don't know how that's all working out.
Know-it-all brother living in Alpharetta, I told him today that I got shot. He was all glad that I got shot. But I told him that I talked to my internist who works for Spartanburg Regional, and he looked into his statistics, and he said at Spartanburg Regional, across all the shots, that's Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson, that 28% of the people that had been vaccinated were in Spartanburg Regional with the COVID. In other words, of the people that was in the hospital, 28% of them still got the COVID.
Well, and that doesn't surprise me because it's not a cure-all, do-all 100%. However, I think if you get the vaccine and you do get it, it's going to be less severe, and it's going to be easier to treat. I'm not sure.
No real treatment. They can help boost your immune system. They can do a few other things. But as far as actually treating it, you don't treat a virus.
Get over it. Let me put it that way. I guess I used the wrong choice of words. But they do treat it in ways. When they say treat, that is giving you things to boost your immune system, giving you oxygen if you need it, doing things like that. That's treating it. That's not curing it, but treating it. And I think it's easier to treat, and the probability of getting over it is a little bit better if you've had the vaccination, from what I've heard. But, listen to CNN today, listen to Fox News tomorrow, ABC the next day. You'll get three different answers.
Paul, listening to that liar, Fauci.
Taken out and flogged.
Well, let's just not even go there. He's worthless. Well, it's raining at my place, so I don't guess I will be out plotting the bracket on the side of my building. I guess I'll go in and fool with my airplanes for a little bit. So, well, if Rusty makes it back in there, you tell him he ain't right. So, Indy7J, I'll talk to you again real soon. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
All right, Steve, have a good one. And, yeah, when I get home, I got my stainless steel saddle brackets in for the beams, so I'm gonna slip them on so that when I'm ready to put them on, I can just slide it up over the mast type deal there. And that's going to be it. I should be pretty much ready to go. And somebody's texting me now, probably my wife, telling me to pick something up since I've already left the store. Have a good one, ND7J.
And, Steve, you ain't right calling somebody like that. That's the pot calling the kettle black, you know? Oh, boy. And I got pulled up. Where I parked was right up next to a metal building, so it was between me and the repeater.
At QRP somewhere, and I'm on my road, and I thought you were getting a phone call or something. So, anyway, you have a good one, and we'll catch you soon, ND7J.
No problem. Yeah, I was trying to tell y'all that reached my destination, went in to pick up this badge, and I forgot I was pulling up next to that metal building. So, anyway, catch you later. W2T Mobile.